I think I just said the word, but cotton and corn grow in a
field.
What would you call a smaller area?
A patch.
Okay. What might grow in a patch?
Oh, potatoes, strawberries, or any corn for the garden.
Okay.
The garden patch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Speaking of a garden, around a garden, you might have a little fence with these white things with points at the top.
Pails.
What would you call that kind of fence?
A picket fence.
Is each thing called a pail?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then what is the kind of fence that I think people used to have around their pastures, made of wood where it would be kind of
rail. Mm-hmm. A rail fence. Mm-hmm.
And then what do they have now, the kind of stuff with the little prickles every few inches?
Barbed wire.
Okay. Uh-huh. And then in setting up a barbed wire fence, you would have to dig holes for the
post.
And just one of them would be a... Or was that the singular you gave me?
That was a post is what I gave you.
Was that the singular?
I thought so.
Okay.
A
well, then
post.
The plural is?
Posts.
Okay.
You have this on the end.
Well, see, some people pronounce them just the same, and that's why I couldn't tell. I'm not sure.
Well, it is hard, isn't it?
Some people just completely ignore the difference and have an unmarked plural completely.
Almost, you just have to put a little on the end.
Did you ever see a fence or a wall made out of loose stone or rock?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that?
A stone wall.
All right. Mm-hmm. And do you know, I knew there was another chicken question, if you wanted to make a hen start laying what they might put in her nest to fool her?
Yes. An egg that... An artificial egg.
What would it be made of?
I guess it would be plastic. Well, before plastic would be glass.
What are your good dishes made of?
China.
So if you had an egg made of that, you would call it a...
China egg.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And let's see. And then to carry water in, you would use a...
Bucket.
What would it be made of?
Probably tin or... Aluminum.
At a well, would it also?
It would be, at a well, might be made of wood.
Mm-hmm. Suppose you were carrying milk, what would that be?
Enamel or...
What would you call the thing?
Oh, a pail.
Okay. How does a pail differ from a bucket? Or does it?
I don't think there's any difference.
And then, if you were carrying stuff out to feed the hogs, what would you put it in?
You would put it in a bucket.
Is there a certain kind of bucket? Would it have a name?
A slop bucket.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yes.
And then what do you fry eggs in?
A pan. A skillet.
Which would you normally call it?
A skillet.
Okay. And what about a big black thing that used to be out in the back? For washing clothes?
Wash pot.
Mm-hmm. Was that used for anything else?
Oh, yes, for making lard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you ever call it anything else?
The wash pot.
What would you call the thing, modern thing that you put on the stove to heat water for tea?
Kettle.
But you never call the wash pot a kettle?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
No.
And then a container that in which you might put cut flowers is a...
I do it vase.
Okay. How do you...
You may do it vase, but I do it vase.
I don't say vase.
And we don't... We say vase.
Mm-hmm. That's what do you call a container for growing flowers in?
A pot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then the eating utensils you would set at each place... What?
Knife. Fork, spoon,